got a question for you. What do you do when your workplace sounds like this? Do you think to yourself, go home? Do you want to scream at coworkers? To take a lozenge? Well, welcome to the club. As cold and flu season fast approaches, it may only get worse. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more on how irritating noises can disrupt workplaces.
Earlier this year, Milwaukee web developer Taj Shirani had a colleague who sat on the other side of a cubicle wall and would, as he says, shout cough at regular intervals.
Yeah, he never covered his mouth.
The violence of it would shake his desk, interrupt conversations and phone calls.
I would always know when it was coming because you would hear, like, you know, that sharp intake, like he's about to cough. And then you would always kind of wince and stop what you're doing because you knew it was about to be sort of like loud and hard to hear.
Shirani and another colleague kept running tallies. It happened a few times every hour for months, but they never complained.
It's sort of taboo to criticize someone for, like, an illness.
When Shirani got a new desk in an office reshuffling, he realized just how much more work he accomplished without constant interruption. Sound interruption is by far the greatest workplace distraction, according to Alan Hedge, an expert in workplace design at Cornell University. 3/4 of workers have problems, he says, foremost with intelligible speech and other human sounds.
Because we're tuned into trying to pay attention to that.
The trend toward open offices offers little sound absorption, and at least one study shows the layout makes workers more likely to take a sick day. Rue Dooley is an advisor at the Society for Human Resource Management and says HR professionals often call in asking how to manage coworker complaints about various bodily noises. It depends, he says. For example, in a previous job, Dooley shared space with double trouble.
He loved to eat carrots, frozen carrots.
All day long.
And he had chronic bronchitis.
Dooley says he was able to laugh off the carrots, but coughing, he says, is another matter. Employers worry about contagion and lost productivity, but they also have a legal obligation to accommodate those with an illness or a disability. What those accommodations are might vary. A waitress or shop clerk with a hacking cough might require a sick day or a reassignment, in which case Dooley says it's okay for a manager to say,
that cough is turning customers away. We can't have you on the floor with that.
There are other noises that fall into a gray area where it's not clear whether intervention is necessary. 4 years ago, the Social Security Administration reprimanded a worker for his excessive flatulence. After numerous complaints and warnings, the agency charged him with, quote, conduct unbecoming a federal employee. The employee claimed his lactose intolerance caused it. After his union intervened, the reprimand was rescinded. Then there is the gross interruption that is totally preventable. Denver electrical engineer Kendra Lyon sits a few cubicles down from a loud talker, whose phone conversations include details about her gynecology and family disputes.
I would find it really hard to tune out and not listen to her for the rest of the conversation, so I would end up eavesdropping rather than doing my work.
Now, she says, she drowns it out with headphones blasting electronica or the Hamilton soundtrack. Anything with a strong beat. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.